Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to effectively describe a person who has encouraged you to pursue lifelong learning in IELTS speaking. The topic, describe a person who has encouraged you to pursue lifelong learning, is a common subject in IELTS speaking tests. It allows candidates to showcase their ability to discuss personal experiences, express gratitude, and reflect on the impact of others on their lives. This topic has appeared frequently in past IELTS exams and is likely to remain relevant in future tests due to its universal appeal and connection to personal growth. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask some general questions about education and learning. Here are some possible questions. Do you enjoy learning new things? How do you prefer to learn? By reading, listening, or doing? Have you ever taken any online courses? What subject do you find most interesting to learn about? Let's look at a sample answer for the first question. Do you enjoy learning new things? Sample answer. Absolutely. I find great satisfaction in expanding my knowledge and acquiring new skills. Learning not only helps me grow personally, but also keeps my mind active and engaged. Whether it's picking up a new language or exploring a different field of study, I always feel a sense of accomplishment when I learn something new. Part 2. Long Term. Cue Card. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe a person who has encouraged you to pursue lifelong learning. You should say, who this person is, how you know this person, what this person did to encourage you, and explain how this person has influenced your attitude towards learning. Sample answer, Band 7-8. The person who has significantly encouraged me to pursue lifelong learning is my university professor, Dr. Sarah Thompson. I first met her during my undergraduate studies in psychology, where she taught several of my core courses. Dr. Thompson's enthusiasm for continuous learning was infectious. She consistently went above and beyond in her teaching, introducing us to cutting-edge research and encouraging us to explore topics beyond the curriculum. What truly set her apart was her ability to connect academic concepts to real-world applications, making the learning process both engaging and relevant. One particular incident that stands out is when she organized a series of interdisciplinary workshops outside of regular class hours. These sessions brought together experts from various fields, demonstrating how psychology intersects with areas like technology, business, and healthcare. This initiative opened my eyes to the vast potential of cross-disciplinary learning and inspired me to look beyond the boundaries of my major. Dr. Thompson's influence on my attitude towards learning has been profound. She instilled in me a curiosity-driven approach to education, encouraging me to question assumptions and seek out new perspectives. Her guidance helped me realize that learning is not confined to formal education, but is a lifelong journey of discovery. Thanks to her influence, I now actively seek out learning opportunities in various forms, whether it's through online courses, attending conferences, or simply engaging in thought-provoking discussions with people from different backgrounds. Her impact extends beyond just academic pursuits. Dr. Thompson taught me the importance of applying knowledge to make a positive difference in the world. This has motivated me to not only continue learning, but also to find ways to share my knowledge and contribute to my community. In essence, Dr. Thompson's encouragement has transformed my view of education from a means to an end into a continuous enriching process that enhances both personal growth and societal contribution. Follow-up questions. How has this person's influence affected your career choices? Can you give an example of a specific skill or knowledge area you've pursued because of their encouragement? Sample answer for question 1, Band 8-9. Dr. Thompson's influence has had a profound impact on my career trajectory. Her emphasis on interdisciplinary learning and real-world application of knowledge inspired me to pursue a career in organizational psychology, where I can apply psychological principles to improve workplace dynamics and employee well-being. Moreover, her encouragement to continuously update my skills has led me to regularly attend professional development workshops and pursue additional certifications in emerging areas like AI and HR, ensuring I stay at the cutting edge of my field. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. Examiner, how do you think the role of mentors in education has changed in recent years? Sample answer, Band 8-9. The role of mentors in education has undergone a significant transformation in recent years, largely due to technological advancements and changing societal needs. Traditionally, mentors were primarily sources of knowledge and guidance within specific academic or professional fields. However, in today's rapidly evolving landscape, their role has become more multifaceted and dynamic. Firstly, mentors now often serve as facilitators of learning rather than just providers of information. With the vast amount of information readily available online, mentors help students navigate this sea of data, teaching critical thinking skills and how to discern reliable sources. They foster analytical abilities and encourage students to question and explore rather than simply absorb information. Secondly, there's an increasing emphasis on mentors helping to develop soft skills and emotional intelligence. In a world where technical skills can quickly become obsolete, the ability to adapt, communicate effectively, and work collaboratively has become crucial. Mentors play a vital role in nurturing these competencies, which are often not formally taught in traditional educational settings. Moreover, the concept of mentorship has expanded beyond the confines of educational institutions. We're seeing a rise in virtual mentorship and global mentoring networks, allowing students to connect with experts worldwide. This global perspective is invaluable in our increasingly interconnected world. Lastly, there's a growing recognition of the importance of diverse mentorship. Institutions are making concerted efforts to ensure students have access to mentors from various backgrounds, providing different perspectives and serving as role models for underrepresented groups in various fields. In essence, while the core principle of mentorship, guidance and support, remains unchanged, its application has evolved to meet the complex demands of modern education and career landscapes. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Lifelong learning, lifelong noun, the ongoing, voluntary, and self-motivated pursuit of knowledge throughout one's life. Example, embracing lifelong learning has helped me stay relevant in my rapidly changing field. To instill, verb, to gradually but firmly establish an idea or attitude in a person's mind. Example, my mentor instilled in me a deep appreciation for critical thinking. Interdisciplinary, interdisciplinary, adjective, involving two or more academic disciplines. Example, the interdisciplinary approach to research has led to groundbreaking discoveries. To foster step, verb, to encourage the development of something, especially something desirable. Example, good educators foster curiosity and a love for learning in their students. Paradigm shift, noun, a fundamental change in approach or underlying assumptions. Example, her guidance caused a paradigm shift in how I approach problem solving. Examiner's advice, to achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test when discussing this topic. Use personal anecdotes to illustrate your points, making your responses more engaging and authentic. Demonstrate critical thinking by discussing both the positive impacts and potential challenges of lifelong learning. Use a range of advanced vocabulary and complex sentence structures, but ensure they're used naturally and accurately. Show your ability to discuss abstract concepts by relating the idea of lifelong learning to broader societal trends or future implications. Practice speaking on this topic with a timer to ensure you can elaborate sufficiently within the given time frame, especially for part two. Remember, the key to success in IELTS speaking is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Confidence, fluency, and the ability to express complex ideas clearly are crucial factors in achieving a high band score. Learn more about describing influential people in IELTS speaking. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.